president's top priority. Elisa Brady, Fox News. The White House getting renewed questions about that as many polls list inflation as the top voter concern, while Democrats, including the president, focus on abortion.
The president's going to continue to talk about issues that matter to the American people. And abortion is one of them. Majority of the American people disagree with the decision that that the Supreme Court made.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, after the president told a Democratic Party event today that if Democrats keep control of Congress, the first bill he'll send to lawmakers would make abortion rights federal law after the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade.
If you care about the right to choose, then you got to vote. That's why in these midterm elections are so critical.
3 weeks to the midterms, the president's approval rating is still at 40%, close to the lowest of his presidency in a just-released Reuters Ipsos poll. A Texas mom accused of killing her five-year-old daughter, crying through a brief court appearance today. Melissa Town reportedly told investigators the child was evil and she didn't want to deal with her anymore.
According to an affidavit, Town took the child to a wooded area near Houston on Sunday, where she slashed her throat and placed a trash bag over her head, strangling the girl for at least 30 minutes. Town's attorney says she has a history of mental illness. Neighbors say they called police several times to report her troubling behavior.
She would have arguments with my mailbox. At one point, she had a car that she was hitting with a baseball bat.
Town is charged with capital murder and remains jailed on a $15 million bond.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, Town's court-appointed lawyer, tells reporters she's a diagnosed schizophrenic who's been institutionalized at least 9 times. Back-to-back rallies on Wall Street. The Dow up more than 200 points at the closing bell. The S&P and the NASDAQ also higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The California man suspected of being a serial killer is due in court for arraignment, 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee.
Investigators say ballistics tests and surveillance video links him to 6 fatal shootings, mostly Latino men. 5 shot dead in Stockton, 1 in Oakland, and he's believed to be linked to another Stockton shooting where a woman survived. All of the shootings spanning from April of 2021 to September of this year. Officials say Brownlee has a criminal record, but a motive and whether he'll be charged with all 5 Stockton murders is unclear. Police arresting him Saturday while they say he was on the hunt for another victim, finding Brownlee with a gun and a mask. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Just getting word that jurors have reached verdicts for the father and son charged in connection with the 1996 disappearance of Kristen Smart. Prosecutors say the son, Paul Flores, who's now 45, killed the 19-year-old Cal Poly freshman while trying to rape her and that his father helped cover up the crime. Again, there's word verdicts have been reached. They are scheduled to read them in the courtroom later this hour. The McDonald's menu is about to add a treat from a competitor for a limited time.
The fast food giant will be selling Krispy Kreme donuts beginning October 26th at 9 locations in Louisville, Kentucky, as part of a test to inform future menu decisions, according to both companies. It's an unusual move since the two chains compete for breakfast customers, and McDonald's has its own lineup of sweet treats. The partnership is potentially a much bigger move for Krispy Kreme, which is eager to expand the availability of its donuts in the U.S.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Krispy Kreme plans to deliver the donuts daily daily, and customers will have the option to buy one or a six-pack. Recapping stocks, the Dow up more than 300 after the bell, 337. That's more than 1%. The S&P also up more than 1%. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.